Well, welcome to 2024. What's our new intro?
That's it, right?
Hi, welcome to Hoof to Hat Podcast. Podcast that talks about anything that has a hoof or can wear a hat and everything in between.
Yeah. And
proudly brought to you by
Hoof to Hat is brought to you proudly by rbarbie.com.
Check out our website.
Proudly serving, well, everyone for that is.
Everyone and everywhere.
For 25 plus years.
Yeah. And now that
we are proud of it. Welcome to 2024.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, yeah, 2024. We haven't done a podcast in a minute.
Yeah. Well, last, you know, it was in November, maybe
it
the
was
last
in November,
time.
Yeah.
And we were going to do December, and it just got away from us.
It really did.
Man, life happens. And for those of you that aren't in retail, that's a thing. Retail from about the middle of November till the first year is nuts.
Yeah. I don't know.
Even when it's not nuts, it's nuts.
Of
you know,
course.
Just trying to make sure you want everybody's Christmas to be perfect. And so, like, the late orders and the stuff that got ordered but then didn't come in. So there's just a lot to deal with. Yes. And sometimes it's so aggravating when you are in the middle, you know, like I'm only as good as the information, or we, I should say, are only as good as the information we are given. So, you know, you pass that on to the customer with good faith that that's what's going to happen. Then it doesn't. And then who's the asshole? You know, we are. I mean, we're not. And I think the consumer understands that, but they're frustrated.
Of course.
And I'm frustrated. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, what sucks is corporate America has gotten forward. They really don't care.
No.
Like you call them with the, you know, hey, I was told that this would be here, you know, whatever. I'm sorry about you.
Ugh.
You know, and that's kind of what you get, and makes it hard. It makes it hard for us to do the job that we want to do and have been tried to do anyhow, you know.
You guys do a great job. I mean I'm kind of biased because I really like you guys. I like the Brown family a
we
whole
do
bunches
try, though.
You guys, I mean, really do try.
Yeah. I fail sometimes though, I ain't gonna lie.
You're human. We all fail. We all come short, mostly of our own hopes and expectations. I mean, I'm my own worst critic, so I'm sure
yeah,
that you are too.
I get that too. I beat myself up pretty hard sometimes.
Yeah. But coming from this small business and a family business, not just a small business, this is a family business. There's a lot going on. A lot of wheels are turning.
Yeah, there's a lot of wheels turning, but it's fun too. I mean, not to be negative all the time, because like it's a ball too. When it all comes together, like it's like freaking awesome.
You put the FU in fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
and funky.
Yes, I do. I put the FU in some stuff now.
We got to laugh.
Absolutely.
So was Christmas good for you?
It was. So it's kind of a whirlwind, you know. From so Dina and I did a couple things this year, and during the season that is crazy, silly, stupid because we are so busy, but. Like, at some point, you need a moment.
Yeah.
You know? So, we broke off and went to the Ranch Rodeo Finals in Amarillo. Just a quick trip.
Yes.
We did that. We could do that during the week. See, and that we can get away during the week a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot easier. Weekends, no, not a chance. So, we snuck out of here, on Wednesday or something, I think?
I remember that, yeah.
We went down on a Wednesday, and we were home by midnight Friday night, but it was a ball. We had a ball.
Oh, good.
We rented a little Airbnb there in Amarillo, and went to the Ranch Rodeo Finals, went to the trade show, bought a couple custom bits that are kind of cool, and some buckle sets, and I got them for Christmas, actually. Dina snuck around and bought me some stuff while I was with her. Imagine that.
How did she get that past you? Because you're sharp as a nail.
Oh, because my mouth was probably running somewhere over in the corner to somebody I hadn't seen in 10 years and ran into them down there, you know? So,
yes.
But that was really cool. But that was early in November, so that wasn't as big a deal. But then we had a podcast with Jess,
yes.
Jessica, I should say, Paik's girlfriend. She competed in Vegas for Miss Rodeo
Kansas and Miss Rodeo America.
Miss Rodeo Kansas,
and
she was competing for Miss Rodeo America.
Yeah.
And so we actually flew out there to support her. Again, though, we did the weekday thing. Like,
yeah.
We flew out at 5:40 Wednesday morning, and then flew back in at 9 something on Friday night. So we went out there for 3 quick days and supported her, and We were going to go to the rodeo Thursday night, but we were there during the shooting and all that.
Oh, that's right,
the
Vegas shooting. Yep. And that happened. Yeah,
it was across the grass there. Jeez. In whatever that building. Yeah. It's pretty close. Well, and then not only that, so that made Vegas an interesting place for a couple of days, I'll tell you. And you want to talk about like kudos to some response teams. Man, that Vegas response, the fire, the rescue, I don't know who all to mm-hmm. give kudos to. Whoever's in charge of response.
Yeah.
They were game on. Like, that was so impressive.
Well, the NFR really, I highlighted some of those first responders, yeah, too, yeah, one of the nights of the finals, too. And it was just local police that were there at the right time, and they were so humbled, and it was like, good for you guys.
Yep. And so the Thursday night performance obviously got, I'm going to call it canceled, postponed. They just rolled everything, and then mm-hmm. they did that Wednesday morning. See?
Right.
So then they offered free tickets to all the responders and
stuff.
Yes, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. And I think they gave stock contractors each 10 tickets, and so they could give them out to whoever. They ended up having quite a few people.
Yeah.
The lower part was fairly full.
Yeah, that was good.
But but that was an interesting. We needed to get to the airport on Friday.
Oh.
When the president.
When Biden came in during the NFR after a shooting, there's so many things, and he's not even there for that. He was there for something else.
I don't even know. I just assumed he was there for that, so I didn't even know that. All I know is we were trying to get to the airport, and they didn't have any signage. Like you didn't know that you couldn't get there mm-hmm. until they didn't let you turn. Literally, they just parked cop cars across all the exits.
Yeah,
and like you'd get to your exit and they would just be like no. I'm like, where would you like for me to go then, because I got an airplane to catch.
So
literally we drove around and around and around until we backdoored our way, because we had to return the rental car. So we finally got, we couldn't even get to the rental car return. We finally got backdoored into the rental car return, and we were ahead of schedule, which is really odd.
That
for
really
us.
Happen
no,
a lot of times,
it doesn't.
Thank goodness it was.
Winky dinkly. We were ahead of schedule, and we got to the rental car return, and the poor people, some of the poor people that were there with us, mm-hmm. one of them, their flight, they were like 35 minutes. I don't know if you've ever been to Vegas or not, their listeners, but the car return is not at the airport.
No.
It's 3 or 4 or 5 miles away, whatever it is, and you got to get on the bus and go to the airport and get off the bus and go through, you know, the whole process. And so they were panicked. Panic stricken. I can't imagine, though, that they probably had to be holding flights, because nothing could leave or, I mean, flights couldn't come or go anyway.
Right.
So long as Air Force One was still sitting there.
What gets me is there's an Air Force base in North Las
Vegas. Yeah, why wouldn't you not use that?
You are the president and you want security. Land at a freaking Air Force base, which is...
Yeah, not where I need to fly out of.
Not where the public is. I can see halting flights in and out while Air Force One comes into the airspace of Las Vegas, but don't use the commercial airport.
It was a thing.
It's... Yeah. Okay, that I'm good. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
about
it.
That.
We're not talking no more.
No more!
Yep. Yep.
But it was fun to watch Jess compete and represent Kansas and then Miss Rodeo America competition. It was fun to watch it on TV. And when you guys weren't here, I don't know if anybody told you, but we turned it on the big screen.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we were watching that.
I waved.
And that was a lot of fun. And what a way to kick off December.
Yeah. So, that was in December, though. So, that was a time when we probably shouldn't have been going. But we did. And it all worked out fine.
It all worked out just fine.
So, we did that. That was fun. And then it was game on, back to retail, you know.
Yeah.
Had a great Christmas. And now that we closed between Christmas and New Year's, man, that makes inventory so much more doable.
So that's not really just for you guys to sleep in.
No, everybody's like, oh, did you enjoy your time off? I was like, time off?
It's
what's
not time
that?
Off. Yeah.
But it still was nice, because you could just do inventory. You don't have to worry about the phone.
You don't have to worry about. You just work just, without customers.
Right. Just put your head down and work. And so we inventoried the entire store. Mm-hmm. Other than the glitch or two that we have discovered since, but in that time frame. So that was good. And then back to work, you know. But we got to go see Dina's mom and her family for a day there at Christmas. And so it was all good. It was all good. We had a good time. What about you? What'd you do?
The entire month of December, I worked at the radio station. For people outside of the Topeka area, I retired from radio career. I did that for almost 30 years. And the local station that I retired from here, where I used to do mornings, asked me to come back and fill in so they can have vacation time for their staff. So filled in mornings, filled in a lot of drive time afternoon. Again, I worked every day in December except the weekends, and including here, some too. Sometimes both.
Yeah.
So it was all good.
You were double dipping.
It was okay. It's so much fun to get back into radio because I truly love radio. I love broadcasting. It's been good to me. So it's so much fun to go back and just kind of play radio a little bit. And
especially when you know you can leave. That's I mean, like, right. You know, it's kind of like what everybody says about having grandkids, you know. Yeah, they're way more fun. Yeah, than your kids.
Yeah,
so like going back to do your job's more fun than actually doing your job the first time.
Yeah, well, one of the fun things that happened at the radio station, though, is we had one of the clients of the radio station, which is Stormont Valley Event Center, aka the Expo Center here in Topeka, Kansas. Their marketing person reached out and wanted a what they called a influencer, a social media influencer.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Okay, yeah, I have too, but they asked if I guess they thought I fall underneath that, which I was very flattered. So they gave me tickets to give away to the New Year's Eve bull riding bash they've been doing here.
Oh, sweet. Right, right.
For the last several years. So I got a
great
response.
That's kind of gotten to be a thing, hadn't it?
That to me, and I'm not paid to say this, is my honest opinion, is the perfect New Year's Eve outing. It's Sterling and I've been the last 3 years, and I get dressed up, put on the real makeup and my fancy duds, dress Western, go have some golden sodas, see people that I know, watch some fun bull riding, and I'm home before 11.
Sweet. You can bring in the New Year at home if you want to, or go to the bar afterwards, right, and bring exactly. it in somewhere else, or yeah. go to somebody's New Year's Eve party that you were invited to, but you didn't want to spend the whole night there
right.
because you didn't have that much to talk about.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many families. I see a lot of families with the little kids and little kiddos with their bull riding chaps on and their hats.
That's awesome.
And this is a big family deal. So absolutely love that, and was flattered that they asked me to be a part of that. I got to go down and interview the promoter ahead of time. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, you know, so we had that going on in Topeka, and then Chuck had his New Year's Eve deal.
Yes.
McKellop's Rodeo and at Hale Arena. I couldn't spit it out.
Yeah.
So a lot of rodeo bull riding type things to do New Year's. That was kind of cool.
And Chuck, if you're listening, which I know you're going to, I'm sorry.
You better.
I'm sorry I didn't make it over there because we talked about that. He goes, why don't you come over? And but I worked. I worked all that time. So okay.
He didn't ask me to come over.
He didn't.
No, Chuck, if you're listening, what the hell? I didn't get an invite.
So now we're into 2024. You guys here at the store at arparb.com.
And new hours.
You guys have changed your hours.
We did change things up a little bit. So, and I think eventually everyone will really appreciate it because Russ is going to be a lot happier. Not that I was unhappy to begin with, but I was needing a moment here and there. So, yeah. So for those that didn't know, which I think it's getting out there pretty good now. We are now closed on Mondays. So I have 2 days off, if you want to call that off.
You never have
in
Sundays
a row.
Off.
Yeah. Okay, I have 2 days that I'm not required to be here from 9 to 5:30. How about that?
Yeah, because the arena that you have here is always busy during the good months.
Yeah, so during the good weather, we were working 8 days a week, and there was only seven.
Yeah.
So we're open Tuesday through Saturday now. We close Sunday and Monday, and I love it already.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of you guys.
Monday, and I cannot tell you how much crap I got done.
Good.
Oh, it was phenomenal. The weather was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice?
In that day, because I didn't have to think about, crap, I got to get back to the store, because somebody's going to be there waiting on me, you know.
Right.
So, anyhow. So I'm excited about getting a lot of stuff done. And I'm not going to lie, as soon as the weather breaks, Monday's going to be all about Russ and the horse.
Do it.
Oh, no, it is. Absolutely. It's happening.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of young horses to start. We've got some rope horses that we've just started on the sled. Mondays are going to be game on.
Well, I know where I'm coming on Mondays.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring my spotted horse over here and see if she can track a sled.
Yep. Yep.
Because I kind of want to.
I'm pretty pumped.
As far as New Year's resolutions, I kind of stood back and like, what do I want to accomplish this year? Which I think is always healthy. Don't really have resolutions.
No,
because
you make
them.
Sometimes you make, and I say you, I mean like people in general, sure. Make them and they're not realistic, honestly. You know, no. Like they're so far out there that it. Then 3 weeks in, you're like, screw a whole bunch of that. That mm-hmm. was harder than I thought it would be. And so then you almost feel like you're a failure or something. So you know, right. make them, like you say, don't call them resolutions, call them goals maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things my Philly's done really well with the mounted shooting, but I kind of think I want to do obstacles.
Yeah.
And
you do.
Yeah. It's I think I can really play with that.
I think you can do well, and I think you will have so much fun with the people. It's just good people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's good people everywhere.
Of course,
but,
yeah.
But it tends to be a very family-oriented, you mm-hmm. know, and
The other thing is I learned how to rope years ago, but then I stopped practicing and playing. I kind of want to pick it up again.
Yep.
So obstacles and roping. Do you have any goals this year?
To help you with obstacles and roping.
I love it.
That's my goals. Okay. Yeah. So we've talked in the past about the brood mares and mm-hmm. all this, that, and the other. And instead of less, I have more now.
Yes.
I think we're up to 27, 8, 9. Yeah. I don't know.
And they're going to double here in a couple of months.
Yeah, it happened. We're going to have bibbies everywhere. So part of my goal is to retrofit my place to accommodate all these mares and a little more efficiently. You know, that's a goal, but no horseback, just to be horseback as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years ago, somehow I had my life turned around to where like we were roping 4 nights a week. I was riding young horses. We were just as busy as ever, but it all worked. And man, I don't know what happened, but something in my universe tilted.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 years, I've had a terrible time getting the stuff done that I want to do. I've got the have to done.
Sure.
But man, I just didn't have time for the want to. So that's part of prompted the Mondays off. And some other, I'm just gearing my life to be a little more user friendly.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
You know, by buying more horses and raising babies. And I'm digging that though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I started to do this several years ago and I had just a few mares and a little deal going and I got burnt out quick, and who would have thought that you could get burnt out with 3 mares and love 27?
Yeah, what's that?
Makes
a little
no sense, but I'm a little bit weird anyway. Like, I don't make sense to most mm-hmm. people, but something about having all them mares, and this morning, I should be better with my phone. You want to talk about beautiful? Yesterday morning, you know, all the trees were covered.
Oh,
that.
My gosh.
I went out there and put round bales out, uh-huh. and all 27 of them mares come blasting through the timber in that. And, like, it was maybe the coolest thing I've ever seen, pardon my French, in my life.
Everything was white. I had a similar experience driving to work yesterday morning. So it was cold and a lot of snow. We had 3 to 5 inches. And some of the roads have not been plowed yet. And there was a little bit of a fog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all.
Like, you couldn't have drew it any prettier.
The sun, the light that we did have was just making all those branches look like they were just covered in diamonds. So I was coming down Meriden Road to hit 46th Street, and all these houses, it's kind of foggy. There was one house that had American flag, and the wind was coming from the north.
Just right, yeah.
And it was red, white, and blue, and everything else around it was that white gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost stopped to take a picture, but there was still snow on the road, and I was making sure I was staying on the road. It was so beautiful, though. It was,
But that's what, they come, you know, the snow was 7, 8, 9, 10 inches deep, whatever it was. So, you know, they're literally running through the trees, coming out of the trees, and the snow's flying as they run through it. And I'm sitting on the tractor putting out hay, and I'm like, I should get my phone out. It's cold. I don't really want to get my phone out.
I gotta take off my gloves.
I don't like to find my phone. It's under 7 layers of clothes. But it was so cool, you know. Stupid stuff like that.
That's why
just
we do
keeps
this
me
stuff,
going,
though.
Though, you know?
That's why we do this stuff.
Yeah, it is
for those moments. I made a little reel on my Facebook page. I don't know if you've seen it yet. A little video coming out of the snow a couple days ago. Okay, I'll have to show it to you. It's pretty funny. I figured out how to make a reel and put music to it.
Oh, look at you!
I know
that's the production in you.
See? just social media influencer.
My problem is my kids tell me all the time, because I'm not going to lie, I get into some stuff. Like, yeah. I mean, my life puts me in weird positions all the time, and awesome positions too, mm-hmm. all the time. I guess maybe I'm not one that's ever found the need to share it with the world. Mm-hmm. Like, they're my moments.
Well, and that's okay too. You don't have to share them.
Yeah, but it would probably be more financially rewarding if I would share a little. But
The thing that I put together was Cat and then a little Baxter, which they pretty much are twins, except for
probably about the same size.
Hey, now
Baxter ain't very big.
Well, Cat's bigger than Baxter.
Oh, Cat! I thought you said a cat. Like,
no,
meow.
My cat.
Oh,
my
Cat
horse,
the horse. Yeah,
horse the name Cat. So somebody said, "Oh, look at they match." I said, "I can only tell them apart because Cat has a blaze and Baxter doesn't." But and then of course their size. But anyway, it turned out tons of fun, and that's why we do these things. It's for those moments. That's why we work our asses off, and then we freeze our asses off, and.
Yeah, all that stuff. Like, Dina, myself, and two out of three boys, because the other one had to go to work this morning, we're building fence at daylight.
This morning, I got here, like, where's everybody?
17 degrees.
Yeah,
because we
perfect day to build fence.
Well, we had a set of brood mares that, it's muddy around here right mm-hmm. now. Like, oh my gosh, it's muddy. And I just, the pen was getting kind of, and I was like, you know, it was the late foaling mares that the babies are just now and weaned off of, and. It was muddy, and I felt bad for him, so we made an alley to kick him to another pasture, east pasture. But we needed 300-foot of alley to get him past, you know what I mean? It's a thing. We had to build a thing to do with a thing about the thing. So that's what we did this morning at daylight at 17 degrees. Build fence, because that's what you do.
That's what you do. Oh, my gosh. And that's...
And we loved it. We played and lapped and threw snowballs and built fence, and that's what we do.
A great family, and you're actually a really good example. I think the way you love your boys and the boys work together, and I know that it's not always...
No, sometimes I want to choke them.
Sure, absolutely. I've seen those moments. But still, at the end of the day, it's you guys are such a great family unit and stuff like that. Well, something else that's going on this year for me in 2024, which I really cannot hardly believe it, but I'll say it out loud. So my husband, we've been together for, this year will be 20 years.
20 years.
20 years. And
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. He's my best friend.
I'm pretty fond of your husband, too.
He makes me laugh every day. But this year he turns 80.
Wow.
I can't hardly say that out loud without just being, oh my gosh.
He doesn't seem 80, though.
He's not.
I mean, like, you wouldn't, yeah.
No.
He's not typical 80.
He's not a typical 80. No. He's not a typical anything.
Yeah,
so
he's a good dude.
He's so much fun. But this year, with him turning 80, it's kind of yanked a knot in my tail. I'm like, honey, this is your year. Whatever you want to do.
Right. Right. Your familial unit is a little bit like mine in reverse. In your situation, mm-hmm. he kind of tags along and does whatever Rusty wants to do.
Pretty much.
And let's face it, truthfully, in my situation, mm-hmm. Dina tags along and does whatever Russ wants to do.
Yeah. And they have fun.
She's cool with it. Not negative
too.
At all.
Yeah.
Right. But I know what you're saying. It's like, mm-hmm. what do you, because sometimes I'm guilty of not asking that question. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
I assume I know, so therefore I just make all the plans.
Yeah.
And you come trotting along with me. But did you really want to do that, or you just did it because I already had all the plans made?
Well, and that's something that I think you physically, mentally, emotionally have to invest in your partner that way.
Yeah.
You have to step back and say, you know what? I'm having a really good life. What about my partner? Are they having the best time, the time they want to have?
I think the answer is yes, because they're with us. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with this deal.
Look what they get to play with every day.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Hello.
They're so lucky.
But I tell Dina that daily.
I know.
You're lucky. You're lucky as hell to have me. And don't you forget it.
Well, I've been through a couple of husbands, so I know how lucky I am. And Sterling's been
I have
been
not
through
been through any husbands.
You have?
None.
Don't start. It becomes
or
a habit.
Or wives, for that matter. Okay. Just the one.
See, you guys are lucky that way, that you found your best friend straight up.
I did
bat.
Get lucky that way.
Yes.
No doubt. I've said time and time and time and time and time again, had she not been the one I found first, I would so be a statistic.
Yeah. No, you guys were meant to be. So this year, who knows what's going to happen? We had a trip to Panama City, Florida, which we've never had been to before, with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend of ours had some knee surgery that went south. So they canceled. So
dang it.
I know it. And then the other couple canceled too. So we had to cancel that condo that we were going to stay in because we couldn't afford it. Just the other day, I said, you know what, honey? Let's book a different condo, a smaller condo.
Yeah,
let's go for 10 days instead of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do what we can afford.
Yeah. Let's make it ours.
Yeah. So we booked it. We booked Atta it on girl. Monday, and we're going the first week of March or something like that, last day of February or something like that. And I am so excited. So that's going to kind of kick that's off awesome. His birthday year. And then we'll go from there. But Hawaii is also on our on our list for this year, for sure. We're not going to put it off another year. So that's
never been to Hawaii.
I haven't either.
When we, several years ago, this has been several years ago now, we were still doing the booth in Vegas during NFR.
Oh, yeah.
So I was gone 2 solid weeks every year, you know, the beginning of December, which is an ignorant time to be gone, like we talked about earlier in the podcast. But I was. I'd be gone for 2 solid weeks. Well, that particular year was the year that we opened a satellite store.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Vegas, and Dina was opening a satellite store. Like, literally, they painted the floors while she was working upstairs and fast dry so she could set it up the next morning to open the next day by herself, pretty much. Yeah, and I'm in Vegas, and this store's going full bore, and it was ignorant of our life. Like, what the hell were we thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
So I could kind of hear the stress in her voice a little bit when I talked to her, you know, from Vegas. And so that year I booked a trip to Cancun before I came home from Vegas.
You're a smart man.
That was brilliance right there. So that was the year we went to Cancun. And the reason we went to Cancun is because I was afraid I wouldn't have a wife if I didn't do something nice.
Were you able to just let the business go in the back burner and really enjoy your time with your partner?
It was phenomenal. Good. I would like to do it again. We just haven't found the time to be able to figure it out. And we didn't have time then. We just did it, you know.
You have to just book it.
Yeah. And and that's why we did it, is because I didn't even tell her. Like, literally, I booked it. I did one of them all-inclusive things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. If you've never done that. Of course, if you haven't met me, I'm red-haired and pale-skinned, so I burn like, you know, a lobster.
Piece of bacon.
And yeah, literally. It worked out so good. And Dina tans. We both are part Indian, but she actually tans.
Okay.
She gets dark. I get red, really, really red. It was so hilarious because we go down on the beach there, and they had them cabanas or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'd be in the cabana. She'd be in the sun next to me outside the cabana. Yeah. But the cool thing about it was all you had to do was like raise your hand and somebody brought a drink.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And like there was a, I don't know, what'd you call it? A daiquiri bar? I don't know, whatever. I don't know what you'd call it. All flavored stuff, you know?
Sure.
There was like 27 flavors. So I just started at one. And I just told the guy, every time I put my hand up, bring the next number. And when we get to the end, just go back to one, and we'll do it again.
That's right.
It was phenomenal. We were there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, I suppose. I don't remember. We got home somehow.
You got to just do it. And even it doesn't have to be Cancun or
Panama City. Oh, no, anywhere. It could be across the street. It doesn't matter.
It can be. We just, you know, that's one thing that I think we need to do is your family, the people closest to you, just make sure that they know how much they're appreciated and loved. And
very cool.
And we married him for a reason. He's my best friend. I love spending, I mean, just the best time.
Yeah, that's kind of the way we are, too.
Oh, you guys are cute.
There's no one else in the world I'd like to spend time with.
Yeah, I love that.
More so.
That's the way to do it. Well, any goals for the podcast? Should we make a video? Should we put that on?
Yeah, I think so. Better. So I think we're going to try to get some kind of a cool speaker so that the sound when we have guests is maybe a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. I think we'll add some video to it. I'll try to get my hair cut and take a bath and stuff like that. So I look decent on TV.
We can wear masks.
We could. That'd be fun.
Do you remember the unknown comic?
I want to be the Hamburglar.
You kind of Tar the Hamburger. The guy that used to wear the paper bag, the unknown comic, remember on the Gong comic. Show?
Oh,
that dates me right there.
Yeah.
And I can
we were talking about Walter Cronkite earlier. So
we were.
But no, I just keep it up. Maybe get some, you know, try to keep doing guests that mean something to mm-hmm. us. I thought we did a crazy good job last year.
We did.
It'll be hard to continue that with.
Yeah.
But we know a lot of people, so we will.
We know people, and some of the best podcasts, I think, with the best responses we've had are what you would call the average person.
Yeah, because let's face it, that's all of us.
All of us.
We are the average person.
Yeah. You know, stuff like
right,
that.
Right, just stuff like that. Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I actually really, I should have sat down and made some goals for the podcast, but I'm digging the podcast. I enjoy hearing. I want to somehow make it a little interactive at some point.
Okay. I'll see what I can.
I don't know how to, I don't know how that looks.
It's a learning process for me. Now, I did buy a little card thing. It's called 150 prompts
yeah,
of tales.
Tales.
Just tales. I saw this on the internet.
Okay. And so I'm going to, here, I'm going to pull one out real quick.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it. I know this podcast is getting long and I'm sorry, but.
It's not too bad.
So there's 150 cards I'm looking at here, and they're actually aged. So there's like early in life, uh-huh. midlife, and later in life.
Right.
And I got to put my glasses on to tell you what's what.
Okay.
So I'd be the later in life.
You.
Because I need the damn readers. So here, we'll go to midlife. So you just pull a card out. Literally, there's a stack of cards. You pull a card out, and there's a question on it, and you have to answer it.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. It says, what are some of your proudest professional accomplishments?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Should we add that we're having adult beverages while we're drinking? Or,
while we're drinking, while we're podcasting.
Here, I'm going to.
I suppose, I don't know. Probably when. Not it's not monetary at all, actually. When I was able to do this full time and raise my family doing it.
That's wonderful.
And that is monetary, but does the dollars didn't matter. No, it doesn't say that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that my answer
your proudest
card. Yeah, my proudest professional moment was when we were able to actually make a living as
it.
A family.
Oh. That, you know what? Actually, that's pretty good, because if I think about my professional year in years in broadcasting, I would think, man, I remember when I started making a living at this, because when I first, my dad was like, you should get a serious job, blah, blah,
a
blah,
serious
blah, blah,
job,
blah.
A real
dad,
job.
I studied broadcasting. I want to do this. And so when I was raising my daughter on it, I was like, finally, it was pretty damn wonderful to be able to make a living at something that you love to do. That's a proud.
It's crazy good.
That's a proud moment.
Yeah, it is. Here's one for you. I just pulled one
for
you.
Okay, guys. Do I need to put my reader on? Okay. What was your...
That was perfect.
Did you read that
I
one?
Did not. I pulled... That was a random pull, but I damn sure wasn't putting it back.
What was your dating life like in your 20s? I was such a slut.
That a girl... Now we know how Sterling came to be.
Oh, he was, if we asked this question to him, he would tell you. He was a pilot. Are you kidding me?
And he had a house on an island somewhere,
yes.
Did he not?
Well, yeah, down in Cabo. And
yeah.
Yes. So
he was a player.
Oh, and then he was a ski instructor.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. He said there was times, especially when he was on, he traveled internationally, being a hang glide a competitor on a U.S. team. He's like, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. I'm like, are you bragging?
Sterling, like, you little vixen.
You could tell, but dating in my 20s, I was always so insecure that I would date anything.
Really?
Like, oh, are you looking at me?
You don't seem insecure.
I'm so insecure. I still am.
Oh, darn. That's so interesting.
What would you say?
Oh, there it is. I dropped my card, but
yeah,
I
you
it.
Did. Well, that was fun using these cards. I'm going to put this tag, this little company that sells these.
Yeah, it's called Tales.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Life Story Tales.
That's kind of
so
fun.
So we're going to have our guests pull a card.
Yeah, we're just going to leave it on the coffee table, which you'll realize we have a coffee table if we ever get video.
Yeah.
And a couch and a really cool room.
All that kind of stuff. Well, that was our story time. Oops.
Oh, yeah. That was story time.
Damn it. it.
Dun,
it's been a while. No, 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 no. Well,
2024 is going to be awesome, though. Like, if we make it awesome, it's going to be awesome.
Okay, let's do another drink.
That's what I've decided.
Here's it. What is in this stuff right here?
What is that? It's some bourbon that somebody got me for Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Four Roses, I think it's called, or something. I mean, I'm normally a Pendleton. I mean, but somebody got me some different. And then Kelsey, that works for us, Kelsey, got me some, I'm going to say her dad got it because she's not old enough.
I didn't get you anything. Now I feel like a really bad employee.
Well, my good employees got me a gift. I don't so Yellowstone bourbon. I haven't had it yet. I haven't opened it yet.
Yellow Snow bourbon?
Yellowstone.
Oh, not Yellow Snow bourbon.
Yellowstone bourbon. And then have you ever drank mead from the meadery?
No.
Yeah.
Is that water it's from a Lake thing. Mead?
No,
out by
it's
Vegas?
A thing. And I don't know that much about it. She brought me some last year. Her dad brought me some home from when they went to high school finals, because that's what you do is go to the brewery when you go to high school finals. Well, it is.
Okay.
But he brought me some back, and it's really good. So it's I don't even know how to explain what mead is. It's a alcoholic beverage, but it's made from something different, and mead? I don't know that much about it. Now you're gonna everybody's gonna look it up because
please.
I can't explain it.
Well, I would love to hear comments.
But it's good. I like it.
On our Facebook page, on our Hoof to Hat.
Yeah, mead from the meadery.
The meadery.
Mm-hmm. That's what it said, from the meadery. Okay. Instead of a brewery, it's a meadery.
Excellent.
I should have brought the bottle in here so I could have read it.
Don't worry about it.
But I didn't. So.
That's okay.
There you go.
All right.
But yep, looking forward to it. It's gonna be the year of the horse. I don't know what is it? Is the year of the what?
If you give me a second, I'll look it
up. In the Chinese zodiac, whatever that is.
What Chinese zodiac astrology thing were you born underneath?
Huh? I'm Scorpio. Is that what you mean?
No, but in the Chinese.
Oh, that's the star sign. I don't know. How do you look that up? I'm born November the 20th, 1971.
So tell me again the year that you were
1971, born. November the 20th.
What did you say, 74?
71.
Okay. Where's 71?
That's right, before 72.
Smarty pants.
My beautiful wife is making faces at me through the glass door.
Come on in!
She was trying to figure out what year of the zodiac or whatever.
71. Look at what
I was born. What am I?
The year of the.
The
say
year
it,
of the
say it louder. Son.
The year of the stud? No.
Pig.
The year of the pig. That should have been pig sign, not mine.
Okay, noble and considerate. The pig is a.
Noble and considerate. That's definitely me.
But it doesn't sound like a pig. The pig is a symbol of luck and
it's
wealth.
It's a potbelly pig.
It's a symbol of a potbelly. This sign of Chinese zodiac will have lifelong friends, but unfortunately...
There's actually a lot of truth to that.
But unfortunately, we'll be prone to marital strife.
Unless you marry Dina. And that has kept my marital strife at bay. God bless her little heart.
I know. I got to look up. Okay, I was born in 65. Everyone's doing the math. I am a snake.
So's Tucker.
Tucker, are you a snake?
I'm a snake.
Okay, listen to this.
We have two snakes, a pig, and a rat. What's Paik? And Paik's a tiger.
You're a tiger?
Rawr.
Okay, the snake says, the snake is wise and very intense with a tendency towards physical beauty. Look at us go.
Oh, yeah, you
damn
two are
right.
Hot.
We are so hot. The member of the
Tucker's my middle son, by the way, for those of you in the radio world.
The members of the Chinese zodiac often can be vain with a fiery temperament.
Oh,
you're the king
God.
Of all. Okay, we got to read about Paik here.
Do they have anything that's the king of bullshit?
I think that's the tiger.
That would be the tiger.
Oh, listen to the tiger. The tiger has a mixture of traits and can be aggressive, courteous, candid, and sensitive all at the same time.
That would definitely fit.
It really is.
What about Lakin?
What year is Lakin?
He's my youngest. Lakin's my youngest.
06. He's a dog. Both loyal and honest, the dog works well with others.
Nope. He is loyal. No, he's honest, okay, for sure.
Okay, the next sentence.
But works well with others?
No.
No. Okay, that is the most independent little son of a biscuit there ever was.
Okay, he is compatible with the horse and the tiger, but beware of a dragon.
He is not compatible with the tiger. Because the tiger is his brother. And those two are just about like putting gasoline and fire in a box together.
Okay, so the second line of the dog characteristic says, this character will be lazy at times, but...
Which one is that?
The dog, Lakin. But will always be looking for the next adventure or challenge.
Kinda. So there's definitely some traits about that that are correct, but there are some that are not.
Dina,
correct.
What year are you born, Dina?
She's a rat.
She's a rat.
The rat is super compatible with the pig. Actually, the rat tolerates the pig.
Most compatible with dragons and monkeys. Least compatible with a horse. There's not a horse in this room.
Isn't that odd?
I know it.
Like, that's what we do. Like, yeah. That's, but the...
All of us.
Yeah.
The rat is ambitious and honest. I love that. That Dina,
probably
that is
fits
you.
Her pretty
well. Well, yeah, because after Thanksgiving, when I came back to work, I said, I gained 6 pounds. I ate way too much turkey. She goes, it probably wasn't the turkey. And I'm like,
damned honesty.
You're right, baby. You are so right.
It might have been the pie and the dessert and the... It's always fun to do them things, though, and look at all that.
Yeah, it always is. I like that a lot. That's fine.
So there's a little taste, podcast world, into our daily life, though. Like, this is kind of us all day, every day.
It is, and I mean, the best.
Yeah.
It's the absolute
best. We love what
best.
We do, and we love sharing it with people.
And I hope everybody has that opportunity to love what they do and share it with people.
Yep, me too.
You know what? It takes effort, but that's okay. You get what you put into it, right?
That's exactly right.
See? The more I drink this...
You are so insightful.
The more I drink this yellow
this
snow...
This four roses.
The more philosophical...
You can get some insightfulness going for sure.
Yes. All right. Well, I don't think we're going to commit to dropping every Wednesday because that's a lot, but we will...
We did discover that early on.
Yeah, we did discover that. We had over like 30 had, something yeah. podcasts.
Which was awesome. Other than logistics of it are rough. So we're going to drop whenever we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we should drop every time I get a new bottle of something.
That would be the Drinking Cowboy podcast, yeah. Which we could do that.
We could do that.
Hoof to hat, you know, anytime you...
Hoof to mouth. Hey, stop.
All right, until next time. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Bye.